On the 9th day of October, Halloween gave to me 9 Roddies seizing, 8 snowy mazes, 7 bacons digging, 6 doorways bending, 5 children yowling, 4 zombie bulls, 3 haunted mirrors, 2 monster houses, and a fog that makes it hard to see. Well, hey there, everybody. Happy Friday. It is October 9th, and that means it is the 9th day of October. That's how it works. And our 9th day of the 31 days of Halloween, which means we got a brand new movie for you today. And going into the weekend, look, we got to do something special. And there is nothing more near and dear to my heart than a haunted house story featuring Roddy McDowall. First of all, I love Roddy McDowall. I loved him in Planet of the Apes. I loved him in this. I love him in Fright Night. I love him every time I see him pop up in a bit role. I love him when he's the star of a television show or a movie. I find him to be a very charismatic and funny and charming and nuanced actor. You know, even at the time of, you know, the 60s and 70s where there was still a hint, there was a whiff of that post-Brando kind of performance, like after he hit the scene and everybody was like, oh shit, like you just act like a person in movies and not like you're on a stage. And so while you still had these very kind of stilted Shakespearean actors in a lot of British films that had that kind of stodginess to their performances still, Roddy McDowall always seemed like very natural to me. Natural in a way that always made me root for him in a movie. Every now and again, you'd see him pop up in kind of a villain role, but I never really thought that worked well. I just like him too much, I think. I'm too much of a McDowell head. I'm a Roddy-phile. And so this is a movie I kind of found. The movie, of course, is The Legend of Hell House, which is also, much like Stir of Echoes, a story derived from the writings of Richard Matheson. And Richard Matheson's Hell House. Do I have that right? Is that the same Matheson? Or is that Richard Christian Matheson? Oh, I don't have my copy handy. Oh, what a fool I am. One of the Mathesons. Father and son horror writing team. Both of them fucking great. So, could have been Richard Christian Matheson now that I think about it. But regardless, The Legend of Hell House hit me when I was, preteen, early teens, something like that, is when I discovered The Legend of Hell House. And it was just, hey, this is a British horror movie about ghost hunters. And by that age, I already knew that I liked British films. There was something about the way they approached horror where it was very matter of fact of, well, clearly the Count is a vampire. You know, that kind of thing where they took it very seriously and nobody winked at the camera and that kind of thing. And I always prefer that. I like seeing, even in a movie that sort of acknowledges the silliness of its premise, something like Scream, which isn't silly, but acknowledges, like, this is a slasher movie premise, but the whole movie is, oh, we're in a slasher movie. You know, that kind of thing, where they still play the horror part of it straight. And that's what I wanted, and that's what British horror films gave to me, so I was intrigued by that. Then you throw in Roddy McDowall and the haunted house and I was bought and sold. And I was way too young to see this when I did. It's not that I didn't enjoy it when I saw it for the first time, because I very much did. I was just too young for it. And even now there are times I'm like, I might be too young for this movie. Because it's a strangely sexy horror movie. There's a lot of talk of, you know, orgies, and one of the characters in the movie gets all horned up because of the house. Like, they don't get possessed like Jack Torrance did in The Shining yesterday and start wanting to hack up their family. They just start wanting to fuck, get drunk and fuck. So, all right, if you don't know, here's the rough premise. Roddy McDowall is a medium who was sent to Hell House, which is the most haunted house in all of England. And in the 50s, in 1953, he went, and everybody in the expedition to check out this haunted house died or went crazy or was crippled or something, except for him. And it took him a while to recover, but he's going back in because this super rich dude buys the Belasco house, which is Hell House, and says, I'm about to die, and I want a firm answer on life after death. So I'm going to send a physicist, the one survivor of the previous expedition into Hell House, and this like superstar medium. And they're, the three of them are going to go into this house, and they're going to come back in 5 days, and they're going to let this dude know if there's life after death. And the reason they do that is because Hell House is notoriously haunted as fuck, and everyone who goes in there, as I said, goes crazy or is maimed or dies. So therein lies our premise. We go into the house, we're in there for 5 days, much like The Haunting. It's very similar. In fact, I saw someone incorrectly attribute this movie to being an adaptation of The Haunting of Hill House, which it is not. It is an adaptation of the book Hell House by Richard Matheson and or Richard Christian Matheson, whichever one it happens to be. So if anyone ever tells you The Legend of Hell House is based on the Haunting of Hill House, you have my permission to hit him in the face with a shovel. You have my permission, but of course you still have to face the legal consequences of doing something like that to your fellow man. Also, don't hit your fellow man with a shovel. Okay, so back to Legend of Hill House. What's terrific about the movie is it does a lot of setup stuff that I really enjoy. I like good ghost stories, and this movie is kind of chock-a-block full of them. This also has, we talked about this when we talked about Oculus, about great expository scenes in movies. And there's one here, maybe I like it so much because it's delivered by Roddy McDowall, but there's a point where the physicist and his wife, who has accompanied him into the expedition to find out about life after death at Hell House, she's wondering aloud about the history of the house. And it's sort of the scene that lets the audience know, here's all the heinous shit that happened in the Belasco Mansion over the years. Which, by the way, when they arrive, like, the windows are all bricked up. And when they see it, Roddy McDowall is like, yes, they didn't want anyone to see inside. And I'm like, oh, I love everything about this. So, Roddy McDowall delivers this monologue about all the debaucherous shit that happened when the guy, the Belasco who owned the house, would throw these like bacchanalian parties and everybody would get drunk and do drugs. And then he just starts rattling off like all the things that would accompany these parties. And it was like, you know, Satanism, cannibalism, bestiality. Like, all this stuff that it's just like, you know, the worst of human behavior, the most depraved human behavior and whatnot. And then Belasco disappeared. You know, like, when they finally opened up the house, everybody was either dead or insane, except for Belasco, who is gone. There is a record that plays at one point to welcome them to the house. And there's, it's like, I hope you find what it is you seek here. You know, that kind of thing. And when it's over, Roddy McDowall says, you know, Belasco used to say that he could pass undetected among people by getting them to focus on something in the room. Who's to say he wasn't moving around us just then? And it's that kind of shit I love in a horror movie. I like the idea of like, oh, this haunting is omnipresent and omniscient and is just kind of fucking with us. And it is, oh my god, it's such a delight of a movie. I really can't recommend Legend of Hell House enough. It's got good, not like jump scare kind of stuff, but there's some good creepy moments in it. There's a whole storyline about Florence, who is a psychic medium, suddenly becoming a physical medium, and the house kind of tricking her into getting sexy. And it's fucking crazy, but it's good. And the physicist's wife, like I said, gets all horned up because, the house wants her to get drunk and fuck. And Roddy McDowall is like, you know, I'm shutting myself off and won't engage psychically with the house at all. And it's just like, hey, I'm going to run my 5 days and I'm going to collect the money and I'm going to get out of here. And if you guys, he even says at one point, like, the house doesn't mind guests, but if you attack it, it's going to defend itself. And that's kind of what the physicist is there to do, because he's got a machine that he thinks can break up this psychic energy. And he's like, it's not sentient. It's just energy, and you can dispel it. And, oh, guys, it's so good. I didn't want to tell you any more about it. Here's another thing I like about The Legend of Hell House. The Legend of Hell House is a movie that explains its haunting, and it resolves its haunting in a way that is maybe the best I've ever seen in a movie. Like, the haunting, the 1963 haunting, one of the great horror haunted house films of all time, if not the greatest. Like, that's a movie that ends with, maybe it's haunted, maybe it's not. If it is haunted, you know, you do what Russ Tamblyn says, and, you know, it should be burned and the earth sowed with salt. But Legend of Hell House is like, no, here's why it's haunted, and by the end of the movie, I'm not going to tell you exactly how it goes, but there's a definitive answer as to how this haunting will or will not continue. And, man, I love it. I love this movie. It's a terrific film. All the performances are really good. They're very British. Roddy McDowall is fantastic, and he's got a great moment where he opens himself up to the house for like 2 seconds and immediately has a seizure. And watching Roddy McDowall have a seizure on screen, didn't know I wanted it, but I loved it. So going into the weekend, folks, I cannot recommend enough. Check out Legend of Hell House. It's a terrific movie. I know it's on Amazon Prime in HD, which is maybe the first time I've ever seen that movie in HD, and it looked great. And a young, spry Roddy McDowall bouncing around in that old manor was just fine by me. I love Legend of Hell House is a personal favorite of mine. It's one of those movies that if you watch that movie and you listen to me talk about shit on other shows, that is a movie that's a touchstone for me. It is incredibly influential on me in terms of just the kind of stuff I like. You know, it's one of those movies, like, I wish they would make more like The Legend of Hell House. That is sort of my, one of my foundations, you know, of horror in a lot of ways, is the way that movie tells its story and kind of the taboo shit that it gets into. But it's not overt. Well, it is overt, but it's not gratuitous, I suppose. There's not a lot of nudity and that kind of thing. A little bit, some, especially some profile shit. It's not totally pristine, or prudish, but, it's very, very good. So if you've never seen it, give it a shot. I think you're going to enjoy it. Look, we got big doings. We're coming up on the weekend, and this weekend is going to be a little bit of a special event where we're going to kind of cover the same thing for a couple of days, but I'm just going to leave it there. And then we'll talk more about it, tomorrow. So it is Friday. Have an amazing Friday. Enjoy yourselves. Have a spooky Friday. Have a spooky start to the weekend. And then come back here this weekend, and we're going to talk about some more stuff to celebrate Halloween. Until then, have a frightening Friday.